All right.
Welcome back.
Back to the basics with your host, Captain Morgan,
the Sleepy Nurse.
Oh, we got to stop doing that.
Yeah, we're doing so much.
We got to stop doing that. Oh,
my
God.
It's like a third take and we keep synchronizing.
Yeah, this is not the first time this happened, guys.
But, you know, I'm happy to be back. And I'm happy that everyone's listening, man. Well, you know, what's your take on this, brother?
I'm happy to be back, too. I'm finally happy to be able to talk to you guys again. We've been gone for a while, and we're going to start being a lot more consistent. Probably, you guys.
To be continued.
Just follow up. We're going to be here. I'll never give up on you guys.
That's one thing. We don't give up.
We always come back.
It's like every episode is a season.
Every episode is a season. We're always kind of coming back. We never stayed, bro. But anyway, let's just dive right into it. Sleep, what do you want to talk about today?
Oh, I want to talk about the movie.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
Even the name is crazy.
The name just hooks you. Judas and the Black Messiah. It sounds like it should be in the Bible, because it is.
It is. The Black Messiah. The Messiah.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's the name of this movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just too big not to talk about.
Yeah, it's this movie is way too powerful not to talk about it, like, let alone that. The kid, it's not even a man. A man's leading this rebellion, leading the Black Panthers, Fred Hampton, and he is 21. Let's just start at that.
TP Productions.
Welcome to the Basics Podcast, where we take life's big questions and break it down to its fundamentals. Keeping health as our guide, join your hosts, two Jamaican brethren, the Captain Morgan and Sleepy Nurse, as we take you through the basics. Let's help define ourselves today so we can create a better future for tomorrow.
Feel good, feel great.
Yo, let's break it down in the simplest form. Knowledge, the new rich, that's where wisdom is born. It's written in stars, manifested in physical form. Let's ring the alarm, trying to get y'all to weather the storm. It's real, silence can kill, minus what's real, how they conceal. I'm eyeing the mill, trying to build, grinding be still. I'm hip-hop, meets Harvard and Brown. Plus the school of hard knocks, that be the heart of the sound. The economy's down, but what goes up, it gotta fall. That's a universal law, so even nature's kind of flawed. In the way, can't sleep.
So I like to start this like any cliche movie,
mm-hmm.
and start from the end.
Yeah, I'm starting with Fred Hampton being 21
and
being murdered and putting his life on the line for the people. I live for people. I die for people. He's given better speeches than I ever heard in my entire life, and he's 21 and he's putting his life on the every day for the people. I'm not doing that. So it made me feel like, damn, I'm not doing enough.
But dude, you had to pack. You rehearsed that. That sounded way too good.
No. I only watched this movie one time. I only practiced that one time.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is my first day saying I live with people, I die for people. Why is he extra Southern for some reason?
I have no idea. It's like placed in Chicago.
Yeah, he's like super Southern. I was like, does he actually talk like that?
He's the only one with that strong accent. Yeah, no one else sounds like him.
That's where, like, I don't want to get sidetracked, but it's like, yo, literally no one else spoke like that but him. Why? I want to kill a pig. Kill me. What the fuck? And they made that actor extra Black. What's his name? He's in so many movies. He's the Get Out guy, but they made him extra Black in that movie.
The Basics.
You know he's not from America, right?
He's from England, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that.
I brought that up because they did an interview about him, and they were saying, like, how does it feel to portray someone who's African American?
Oh, it's because he's technically not. He's not American.
Yeah, they
American.
Yeah, so it's like, why didn't they use an American?
He's a great actor, though.
Yeah, he sounded great.
He is a great actor. He sounded more American than people from America.
I don't want to say start with the negatives of the movie.
Yeah, we kind of did. We kind of started climbing the movie. That was not the purpose of this at all.
Yeah, but that's what podcast is about. It's about conversation.
The basics.
Yeah.
He looked really old.
Guy does not look 21. He looks 35.
He clearly looks 35.
He looks 30. Maybe it was like, you know, you're in the Civil War and whatnot, so I guess things are a lot higher at stake. You probably age a little faster. You probably look older.
Aged faster than everyone else at his age group.
Yeah, everyone around his age group looked their age except for him. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah, let's dive into this.
Let's get back to the basics.
Let's get back to the basics.
The basics.
Fred Hampton, the chairman for Chicago, was murdered while sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Because of Black Judas.
Because of Black Judas.
Yeah, because of Black Judas.
But what I felt, the first thing I felt about that, I'm not sure if you guys felt the same, you know, but it was an eerie feeling of Breonna Taylor.
Yeah. Well, I guess the way they went and murdered her, except back then, maybe it was planned. I guess, except in the movie, it was specifically planned. In real life, they're trying to make it seem like an accident. You know, that's the only thing.
It's just that's how I felt. Like, oh, someone was murdered, like while sleeping or in their house.
But I think it's bigger than that. I think this time it's in the movie, it's worse because it's like they're just trying to take down black people with power specifically.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about people, black people killing us, but they were like, back then, they didn't even want the idea of black people having much power because the Black Panthers had a lot of power. They had gun power, and there's a group of black people, and they're bringing people together. They don't want that. Okay. They try to keep us down.
They did. And in school, you kind of heard that, like, the Black Panthers were violent. Like, that's how I always got the perception of how they portrayed the Black Panthers.
Exactly. They even in the school books, they do kind of talk about the Black Panthers if they're a very violent group.
Now I do not see that they were violent. They were able to protect themselves, not violent.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't pacifists, but violence was not the main, you know, purpose. They stood their ground, and they did resort to violence if they had to.
I don't know if you guys remembered, but Fred Hampton stated, like, multiple times that they feed, like, 3,000 kids per day.
Yeah, they feed kids. They're trying to help. They're not going around trying to kill people or even using. They don't. The goal is never to kill people. That's a protection matter.
Exactly. So, but the way they make it, you know, perceived, in my opinion, is like they were just people that were militant and, you know, had guns and wanted peace. But it's more like it looks like they were trying to build peace.
Yeah, they're trying to build peace, but they portray it as if they're just fighting violently for peace, and they're saying that's not. They almost talk about them as terrorists, even though they say they're not terrorists. The undertone in many of the school books talk about them as if they're like a form of terrorist.
And when talking about the Judas and the portrayal of that character, he was told that they're like the KKK.
The Black Panther.
Yeah.
Black Panthers.
And it's like,
he did say that. In the movie, he did say they're like the KKK.
That was the correlation.
They're an organization just as like coordinated and sometimes violent. So, kind of like the KKK.
But that's a surface level answer, you know? And it's like, yeah, I guess they do form together. But,
except they're fighting for peace.
Yeah, and one's a hate group.
One's a hate group and one's literally fighting for peace. It's all the same in the organization sense that it could be like the KKK, but it. Black Panther fighting for peace.
The basics.
Guys, let's get into the character of Black Judas. I just thought that was such an interesting title for him because he was a Black Judas. And when think about it, he actually wasn't even from the Black Panther group to begin with.
Not at all.
Yeah, at the end of it, it's like, wait a minute, he was not with the Black Panthers before.
Yeah, I felt that the level of betrayal you have to do to yourself to do that to another person, like, that has to make you go crazy. Like, yeah. Lakeith Stanfield, I'm pretty sure I'm botching his name, but, like, he said he had to do therapy after doing that role.
Yeah. Well, even though he wasn't, like, treating him violently, I guess he had to be that actor, yeah. He had to be that character.
It's a sick character.
Yeah, it's a sick character. Like, he was literally the king of manipulation. Like, he had many, many people killed, people he bonded with. He had many people killed. That's insane, actually.
Yeah, and I felt that. What makes it even crazier to me is that it was orchestrated by the FBI.
That's another thing. They have so much control. I mean, things like this happened in real life.
Yeah.
They don't want the organization to succeed. So they use one of their own members to destroy the group. They're trying to destroy the group from inside. That's how adamant they are not have a group of black people in power. It's a fear to them.
I think I brought this up so many times. I know you guys heard before that, like, there seems to be a form of, like, movie showing us, giving light to certain education that people did not know.
Yeah, I've learned a lot about black movies recently. I'm not going to hold you. There's a lot that I didn't even know until a lot of these black shows and black movies have been coming out recently. Isn't that right, guys? Like, I don't know if you guys, like, ever noticed, like, the surplus of black movies within the past 10 years that were, like, geared to talking about, you know, social justice and things like that.
Yeah, and I think it's so necessary. You know, a lot of things that happened, especially within the year, you know, it's been like, do we need to, as a people, organize and really be on the same page? You know, the whole Black Lives Matter movement is a form of people getting together to say certain things need to change on a political level.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's interesting. Things are actually happening.
It's actually a real civil rights movement that we're living in.
Yeah.
It was like the biggest protest of all time, I believe. The Black Lives Matter, yeah. The biggest protest of all time. So these things are happening.
Did you go to one?
Go through what?
to one of the
protests. I did not, actually. I did not. Sorry. I did fail. I failed the whole black race. I did not go to a protest. I'm very sorry. That's my fault.
I don't think you failed, man. I feel like...
I mean, I was leading by example, though. I got a job, right?
The basics.
Yeah, so
We did still... I mean, it's not an excuse, but we did continue to still working. We were working. We never stopped working.
I was trying to grind. I was trying to grind for my people because I live with the people and I die for the people.
No, you don't.
I live with people. I die with people. I live...
You don't.
Say it with me. I live with people. I die for the people. Okay. But no, I think it's interesting to see the civil rights movement compared to back then to now. I feel like some of those things are kind of mirroring each other now, which is very interesting, even though it was so long ago, but it's like it's still very similar to how it is now.
Yeah, and I feel that we being first generation, some things we weren't privy to.
Yeah.
And it's been, you know, I'm very happy that I'm learning so much more because I wasn't aware of some things my parents do not know about because they're not from this country.
Yeah, they wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And I wonder, this is going back to the movie, I'm getting sidetracked, but what if, you know how there were informants in the movie, like informant in the Black Panther that was like secretly the, like, you know, the snake or the rat, it's a rat, right?
Yeah.
The rat, yeah, there's rats in the organization. So what if, and they're stitching to the pigs, the rats are stitching to the pigs. What if it's like that in the Black Lives Matter group too? Like there's people that are actually against the group in the group and they're snitching to the pigs. It's probably the same shit.
Dude, you might have just solved the mystery. That
didn't facts, even right? Yet. I'm ratting y'all right now. I don't fuck with no rat. You know what I'm saying? I did not fuck with him at all.
This went from like inspirational to gangster.
Yeah. So we don't fuck with rats. I'm telling you that right now. That is not from the basics, on God. Like,
the basics.
That really resonated with me. Like everything, it was very moving. Like I always had a sense of anxiety throughout that entire movie. It was an overall brilliant film. Like you feel anxious, you felt anxious for Judas because like, yo, this guy about to get caught, this guy's doing some seriously crazy shit. It's like, shit, these other rats getting killed, is Judas gonna make it? So you have a sense of anxiety the whole movie.
As an actor yourself, do you feel that the characters and the actors did a good job? Like how did they make you feel?
I think they did an excellent job. They drew me in because it made me want to put myself in that perspective. Like I felt like I was Black Judas or I was Fred Hampton. It's like I felt like my life was on the line either way.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what it felt like. My life was on the line. I guess grounded is the word. Grounded is the word I would use. Because it puts me into perspective like my life is on the line. If I want to accomplish big things, your life kind of is on the line.
Yeah. You do. It definitely makes you feel how no matter what, you are involved. Like
you're involved.
It puts you there. Like you are involved. Yeah. This matters to you because it matters to me.
Exactly. And then maybe it motivated me to keep trying to do what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it made me feel like. I just felt grateful. I felt grateful because these guys, they fought for what they believe in to get where they had to go to. And they made changes. And I'm out here being lazy because I don't even want to go to work. But when I could be doing so much more. Like I was 21.
He was 21.
And he's living for the people and he's dying for the people.
You know, happy about when I was 21? Being able to drink alcohol.
Yes. And when I didn't get to drink, I was like, oh, fuck, dude. Fuck, mom. Why can't I just drink? And that's like the biggest deal. But I was like, yo, these guys are fighting the power and you're fighting the beer. What kind of sense does that make?
I don't know. It definitely made me feel
yeah. It gives you perspective. Like, what am I really doing here?
What is your intention?
Yeah, what am I really doing here? And then I don't know. It made me feel like I should focus more on my purpose. And I think that's what everyone should, you know, take from that as well.
Yeah. There was definitely a sense of purpose in that movie. And,
yeah.
And dying for your purpose.
Yeah, dying for your purpose. Putting your life on the line for the purpose. Literally. I think it's about purpose. Even the Black Judas was also fighting for his life. Because he could have died on multiple occasions.
The basics.
I want to dig deeper and like, how do you feel as a Black man, as a healthcare provider right now in these times?
In what way? Like, do I enjoy it? How do I feel about what?
Do you feel that you are living a purpose for yourself or for Black people?
Huh. You know what? That's a hard question. What do you guys think about that? Like, do you, I know that question was for me and I'm sidetracking. Do you feel like you live for yourself or do you feel like you live for the people? I don't know. I'd say both, though. You know, I do a lot of things for myself, but at the end of the day, it's because I also want to be a positive influence on anyone I could be in contact with. So, and I think it is part of my purpose to build up myself.
Yeah, I think that having a podcast and talking and sharing our thoughts and our feelings, you know, what keeps us grounded, that's kind of our way of, you know, serving the people.
I say so too. I think we're doing, when you fulfill your purpose, I don't know if you guys agree with me on this, like when you really aim for your purpose, you're also helping other people. I think it just naturally comes with the process of going for your purpose.
Yeah.
And your passion.
I'm not sure if you felt like this, but like times when you're like, man, this seems like, I don't even know if it's the right thing to do because I don't know if it's more for myself or more for others, you know?
Like, yeah, it does feel like that. But then like me doing it for myself, people also enjoy that too. I'm not saying in the selfish manner, but like, hey, me making the content, me wanting to go on stage, it's for me, yes. But like, I feel like I'm also giving something, I'm giving my story back to the community too. And that's inspiring for some people. I think there's actually nothing wrong with that. I don't think you need to guilt trip yourself over something like that.
I'm not sure if anyone else felt this before. Like, this action is what others will approve of me. It's almost like the character Judas. I feel like he created a delusion to think that he's actually not doing something bad.
Well, he had to in order to convince himself to keep going because his life was on the line. It's how he convinced himself that he's innocent and just keeps going or go crazy and die.
And they're just like the KKK, right?
Jeff, bringing that back. It's like when you convince yourself that they're the enemy or they're the same, it doesn't feel as bad to you. Therefore, you can keep going.
Yeah, and that's actually like something that we always try to share with you guys is that like sometimes that uncomfortable feeling may be the right way. Like exercising all the time does not feel good every day.
If it does not.
That's just the honest truth. It does not feel good.
But it does always feel like the right thing. That part's true.
Yeah. It feels wrong.
It feels bad.
It feels bad.
But it feels so right.
I feel like you're about to start preaching.
It's an abomination.
Discrimination. It feels bad, but it is so good. It feels so bad. It is so good. That's ridiculous. Hallelujah. Okay, that's enough.
The basics.
When it comes to exercising, when you know it's something beneficial for you and other people, I think that's something that gives you an indication that's for your purpose. You exercising, you're trying to better yourself. And the more you try to better yourself, you're actually helping other people around you. I think that's true 99% of the time.
Yeah, it's like if you give your right energy, you know, maybe that good energy might build something more. You know what I'm
saying? The more you work on yourself and you're spreading that self-image towards other people, you're spreading that positive energy to other people, it will change the environment around you.
I saw an interesting post on the internet, social media. It's like, how come sometimes as people, you want to see how many red flags someone has?
It's kind of true, though, because I'm just curious.
How deep does this red flag go?
But then you get too deep. It's like, oh, this person is genuinely crazy.
Like, yep, I was right from the
beginning.
Whoa,
I should have listened to the first red flag because it was right there. It's if it looks like a duck, it is a duck. I guess you're right. But then you're too deep and shit. And you're like, oh, fuck. Now I'm negative and stressed. Well, I guess that's what happened. These day and age, people are addicted to it. It's really self-destructive. People do it all the time and brag about it on social media. I'm like, that's not good.
But some people say, you know what, Captain? What's the point?
Man, look at your life, guys. Are you happy where you are right now? That's the point. It starts with you.
Call 888-365. Bye.
Captain Morgan, talk to the Cap. Are you not sure where your life is going? Talk to our sex wisdom guru, Captain Morgan. Take your life on a journey.
When I first met him, my dick was limp.
And now, I'm hard all the time. I used to be white before I met Captain Morgan. And I used to be a virgin.
Is he a rapist?
I don't know.
The basics.
I felt like Fred Hampton's girlfriend,
she served so much purpose.
And I feel like it was a little undertoned, but it could have been a lot more uptoned.
Yeah, she's the one who told them that he was a poet, even though his every sentence is literally poetry. It's like he's rapping every sentence. And he was a poet from the beginning.
And then they talked about like what, then they started conversing on the poetry they know off the top of their dome.
Yeah, and they were really helping each other out. Like she was a big part of success.
The Black Panther movement. So it's just not as prominent now. They lost a lot of power when Fred Hampton died.
Yeah. I wonder if they're probably involved with the Black Lives Matter thing now. Maybe.
Yeah, we don't know.
I don't know the nitty and gritty of all this stuff, but it should all be connected.
But it was interesting that, you know, like, I watched a documentary on Malcolm X, and the fear was that a messiah, a black messiah, would come out of nowhere and will be able to free black people and change America's ways. Their plan was to make sure they were murdered or infiltrated, like Malcolm X.
Because they couldn't allow that.
They couldn't allow a black messiah, so that's why.
How do you feel about that? You think we got all the points, or are you going to go a little deeper?
I don't think we got any points.
I don't think we got deep enough ever. No, but we did scratch the surface. Purpose is a very deep subject.
Yeah, and I think that, and maybe just our purpose was to start like this today. We haven't recorded in a while.
Yeah, we got to warm up. I think we're at level one, but we're going to level million.
Yeah, we want you guys to warm up with us.
Exactly. So, welcome to the basics.
Welcome to the basics.